What about with Foreman? Would you ever call him captain unless you were black?
No, I don't believe I have. Mm-hmm. Don't believe I have. Heard it. It might have been.
What do you... We were talking last night about that man that got, he was a representative of something, and he got part of what's now Atlanta annexed in return for being appointed to something.
Oh, Judge Luther Allison?
Yeah. What do you call a person who goes to college to study?
Student?
Mm-hmm. Somebody who's in high school is a high schooler.
Study in high school?
Mm-hmm.
He's a student.
Okay. Do you call them the same thing if they're in grade school?
Yeah, grade school, we just call them school boy, school girl.
Mm-hmm. Who's the person employed by the business man to look after his correspondence?
Secretary?
Mm-hmm. A woman who appears in plays or movies is what?
Actress.
What's your nationality?
Nationality? American. God, is it?
Not too many years ago, I had separate special facilities and for schools and public toilets.
For black and white?
Yeah. And what did you call these people? Any
I call them Negroes.
Mm-hmm. Is that a neutral term, meaning it doesn't, it's not in fun or it's not derogatory?
No, that my dad said they're Negroes.
Uh-huh.
That's what you call them, son. You don't know his name. If you knew his name, I'd call him John, Jim, or whatever it was.
I was raised with
him. Yeah. Were you familiar with any derogatory terms?
Oh, nigger?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very popular, but it was repulsive to my dad and our family.
Uh-huh.
Even though he's a native Atlantan, too, of this area. My dad said there's no such thing.
Well, what about any joking terms now?
Oh, no, we just didn't joke that way. We just weren't raised that way.
If you were speaking of Negroes in general, what would you call them?
They're Negroes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But what are you, as opposed to a Negro?
I'm a white man.
Do you know of any jocular or derogatory terms that are used to describe white men?
Oh, poor white crackers. That's what the niggers used to call them. Mm-hmm. When they get mad. Poor white crackers.
How about any connection with woodpeckers we were talking about?
No, I just had a saying myself. I called some of the little boys peckerheads, you know.
Yeah.
It was referring to a woodpecker. And they resent it, too.
Yeah.
You know, the little boys next door, I call him peckerhead. He said, no, I'm not peckerhead.
What's a cracker to you?
Well, actually, I don't know the term for that. It was a cracker state. It was known by... it got its name from a cracker that we were fond of crackers or something. I don't know exactly what it was. Did you know our Atlanta baseball team was named Atlanta Crackers?
Yeah, I knew. I didn't know it this year.
I've been knowing it all along.
Yeah. They used to be good, too, so
sure
I hear.
Sure did.
Better
than won days. Several Southern League team pennants here.
Huh. What do you call a child of a racially mixed, from a racially mixed marriage? What do you call that kind of child? From a black and white marriage, for example.
Well, that's a mulatto, is what it is.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a child that had one black grandparent?
Well, it's still a mixed breed, so it had to be a mulatto because it couldn't be either one.
What about if you had one black great grandparent?
Still wouldn't make any difference. Still be a mulatto.
Mm-hmm.